makes an evaluation of 29 facilities participating in two influenza-like illness syndromic surveillance systems, particularly ILINET and Essence Florida. So just to give you a little bit of background, Florida conducts ILI surveillance using multiple different surveillance systems, including two syndromic surveillance systems. One of the reasons for this is just simply that it's a data quality check. If you've got data coming into two different systems, it helps you determine whether or not what you're seeing, unusual increases or decreases, are data artifacts versus true surveillance activity. So Essence Florida has been validated for conducting emergency department surveillance for influenza and influenza-like illness in Florida. The ILI syndrome definition is much more broad than this, if Dave Atrabin is in the room, but for simplicity's sake, it's any mention of flu or influenza with some important negations, flu vaccine, stomach flu, or fever and cough, or fever and sore throat in the chief complaints, once again with some specified negations. Then we have an influenza subsyndrome, and the influenza subsyndrome is a subsyndrome of the ILI syndrome. And that is any mention of flu with some specified negations. So the important component of this is that the influenza subsyndrome does not capture data on, from visits that simply mention fever and cough or fever and sore throat. Florida ILINET is participation is primarily made up of outpatient providers, and that helps us get a little bit more insight because we know that the patient populations seeking care at an emergency department are fundamentally different from those seeking care at an outpatient clinic. So the ILI syndrome here is fever, temperature of 100 degrees Fahrenheit or greater, and a cough and or a sore throat without a known cause other than influenza. So you can also already see here that the syndrome definitions are going to be a little bit different. The upside of Florida ILINET is that the providers that are participants in there are supposed to be applying a case definition consistently. The downside of Essence is that the case definition is applied mechanically to data input by humans. And I love humans, but we're a funny bunch when it comes to submitting data. So both systems measure ILI activity around the state, though they use two different syndrome definitions. So we have we're in the fortunate position to have 29 urgent care centers that report ILI data into both systems. So just to remember, these urgent care centers belong to a single chain of urgent care centers, and the ILINET ILI data are entered by a single data entry operator who accesses the chain's medical record system and applies the ILINET ILINET syndrome definition. There's some possible error associated with it being a single person, but the upside is that that error is going to be consistent across all of the urgent care centers. So what this is a correlational study of the ILI data between these two syndromic surveillance systems to determine the appropriateness of potentially combining data sources. A very popular method to increase the number of sentinels participating in ILINET and thus meet ELC goals for state-level surveillance of population-level ILINET providers is simply to start dumping the Essence Florida ED data or the emergency department syndromic surveillance data into the ILINET feed. Oftentimes, without those facilities having reported into both systems in parallel with one another, which would allow the validation. So that's what we're trying to do here. Could we do this? Could this work for Florida? So the 29 facility aggregate weekly ILI percent ILI visits for the ILINET data, the Essence Florida ILI syndrome, and because I like a little bit of fun, the Essence Florida influenza subsyndrome also were compared for 4 years worth of data, so week 40, 2012, through week 46, 2016. ILINET ILI data were analyzed by week and by facility, and then Essence Florida data were queried once again by week and by facility for all visits meeting the ILI syndrome definition and then the subsyndrome of that is specific to influenza, which is the influenza subsyndrome. So here's a graph. You might say, hey, the cool thing about the ILINET data is that despite it not being great in terms of matching the volume of the data from these exact same facilities for these exact same weeks, it still hits the broad brushstrokes. However, when we correlate the two pieces of data together, we were really disappointed to find that the correlation coefficient was really quite low. And that's with both the ILI syndrome and the influenza subsyndrome by week. Now, what you'll notice, and it makes sense because one's a subsyndrome of the other, is that the essence data correlates really greatly with the essence data. So, in terms of conclusions, we found that the essence Florida syndromic surveillance data were substantively different from the ILINET syndromic surveillance data. This suggests to us that the different syndromic surveillance data are measuring ILI activity differently enough that for at least now, they should not be combined or substituted for one another. The combination of these two systems should not move forward until an evaluation of whether or not a new Essence Florida syndromic surveillance query could be identified that would create that correlation that we're looking for there. So that's all I've got. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Heather. So next we have two co-presenters.